So anyway, let's hit the marker.
Oh boy.
I don't even know where to go with that one. That was funny. All right, well, let me go back over here. Is it this one? It is this one. Is this one? It is this one. Hold on. Because it's got the little button.
60.
Here. There he is.
59.
Oh, I know he'd show up eventually.
Yeah. This continues to be a count.
Well, I always sit there and go, do I want to talk about this? Do I want to talk about this?
Cheeky hollered and a little cheeky leg and a little cheeky lay me a hard boiled egg.
Right now, quack, quack, 36 countdown. 35, 34.
Oh, it's today. This is Palm Sunday, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. Easter, we're probably not going to be. I've got an early morning schedule.
Are you going to
I'm gonna be dad
sunrise.
I'm gonna be the Easter bunny next Sunday, I think.
Oh, so we're not gonna do a show tomorrow.
I guess not. So everybody enjoy the show.
11. Yes,
that's right.
This is our count. Stop interrupting us.
6 5 4 3 2 1
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep
I'm ready.
In the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
For someone who doesn't invite, you sure know a whole lot about it.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to yet another installment of the Slade and Mason Show, a program that's all about you and us. It's like a radio program where we're sharing with you news stories and things. We're just trying to say things and thinking. You'd never hear it on the radio. We're just trying to have fun. Don't take it too seriously. Just enjoy all the music you're listening to. It's brought to you by Dano Music. Dano Music, because, well, quite frankly, we're not going to pay for it. That's right. And don't forget to check out that picture from 2016 on Instagram, the other one on Twitter from 2022. And if you're enjoying what you're listening to, or you're sitting there shaking your head, go, the hell is this?
What the Ferengi?
Hey, just two guys hanging out, sharing with you what they've learned for the week and talk about what's got on their craw and talk about what happens with those goofy people down in Florida and other fun things that come across our desk. So just don't get yourself all up in an uproar. And as always, we are brought to you by I See Something, I See Treats, which we will talk about a little bit later now. Just that quick. Boys and girls, we are at the point now where we got somebody over there chomping at the bit because I need to relay to you a query that he will hear, and that is, Mr. Slade.
Yes, Mr. Mason.
It is Sunday.
Last time I checked, yes.
And it is morning time.
It is indeed.
My
the
query?
Sun is coming up over the east. Yes.
Again. All right. Now, my question to you is, do you by chance have a Sunday morning rant?
Yeah. Okay. Dan, do you remember when you were a Ute?
Oh, barely. But yeah, I do.
Okay. But it's like, and you would go into sometimes maybe your little nickel candy store on the corner.
Oh, I was just talking to my kids about this. Yeah.
And, you know, and sometimes you didn't have a nickel.
Nope.
And so what did you do?
I picked up Bazooka bubblegum because that was a penny.
Well, oh, you missed your practicality. No, it's like sometimes you just want that big cookie that you could get.
Well,
you get two for a nickel. And you only really need one. So you wait until you look around and you watch this, the shopkeeper.
Nope.
And when he turns his back, it's like, here comes the cookie.
Nope.
Now, listen, this happens all the time. It has been happening ad infinitum.
Yeah.
But my query here and my point here is that if you are no longer a toddler, if you are no longer a child, if you are going to steal, steal big, because it doesn't matter what you've stolen. Once you've stolen it, you're going to jail. No ifs, ands, or buts. So rather than stealing a $2.99 candy bar or a magazine, go ahead and just hit the big bitch. You know, I mean, just break open the register and pull the money out. The reason that I'm bringing this up is because there is another tendency that is going about, and I don't understand this one. Mashed Magazine says that some grocery stores are locking protein bars in plastic boxes because of a rise in shoplifting.
Wow.
Now, all the things that I'm going to steal... I am not going to steal a bar that tastes like I'm eating gravel and sand. That's the first thing. So, like I say, if you are going to steal something that you really can enjoy, because if you get caught, the penalty is going to be the same whether you steal something that you like or something that you don't. The lesson here, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to steal, steal big. Now, I'm not advocating anybody going out and stealing. Don't say, oh, yeah, those guys on the Slade Mason show said, yeah, go steal. No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that if you're going to give some thought to being larcenous, just make sure that it's in your best interest to be larcenous. Otherwise, the next rant I'm going to be having will be stupid people end up going to jail for shoplifting.
Oh. Stupid people.
And that's probably going to be the next one. SWPs rule the world. And I say, look, you can always avoid all this. Just don't steal. You know, what is that? Is that the fifth commandment? Yeah. Thou shalt not steal.
It's one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those 10. So, you know, just pick one.
It's in the top 10.
But I don't. I mean, like I say, this started out as a rant thinking about when I was a kid and I used to go into Gus Opatopoulos's store and we would take our little soda bottles and you could get 2 cents for the little ones and a nickel for the quarts. But he'd always go through and it's like, and he'd look through and look at the bottles when you brought them in because he didn't want any cuckarooches in his store. And of course, all the little bottles had little cuckarooches in them.
You had to shake them out.
So you'd have to go and rinse them out and then take them to Gus and then he'd give you your money and you'd buy your cookies.
Good.
All right. Like I say, it's not really a rant, but it's just one of those things that you think
like
about.
A friendly
you
reminder.
Go, well, yeah, a friendly reminder. And you know, Easter is coming. Easter is a week from today.
Yeah. We're going to be off. We're going to be off. If you didn't hear that in the
Dan
front
informed
liner.
Me of this just before.
Yeah,
we went
I just,
here.
We usually
said,
do
oh,
this.
I'm going to do the dad thing.
Yeah, so we usually do this each year. It's just a friendly reminder that we're gonna be off for Easter, so you have to go back and listen to some of the old show. Do you know we have this? I think I got a little pop-up. I think this is show number 300.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, over the course of 10 years we've done 300 shows.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is. That's insane. Although it's like, you know, again, by the way, Carmine DiGuzio helped me a great deal this past week.
Yay.
For those of you who are listening and don't know, I do a morning radio show in Central Virginia. And it's like, and every year they have this competition, best of the best. And it's like, and I like winning that because it says something to management. It gives them, you know, it gives them a thumb to the nose and half a peace sign every time I win. So, you know, I've won the last 8 years. And of course, Dan, of course, with his creativity is just immense. So it's like when I say, Dan, I need some help. He sends me all this great work and all these great spots. And I'll tell you how I used them last week. On Monday, of course, I was back from vacation. So on Monday, I ran three of them.
Cool.
On Tuesday, I ran three more. On Wednesday, I ran four. And on Thursday, I ran all seven of them. Now we're gonna see the power of persuasion, because like I say, the voting ended on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm like, I'm just sort of waiting to see.
I wonder who's going to win this one.
I hope so. No, I listen, I don't take it for granted until I get that call that says, you won.
No, no, they go. They go like this. They go, you won. Again.
Well, the first year, of course, the first year I told you we got beat badly by a station in the market that we're supposed to be number one in next.
Yeah, so that's why I had to step up my game and Carmine DiGuzio came to his aid.
I mean, you know, again, it's getting tougher every year. And do you know who I was competing against? Jay Lopez.
Mm-hmm. And the morning and the the afternoon drive, your fellow who follows you.
That's right. He was on
there. He was on there. Yes, he was. All right. Well, anyway, here's what we got going on, boys and girls.
All right. Let's get it. 1, 2, 3. I love this segment because it just goes to show you that when you're old and decrepit, going to Florida is not the answer to all your problems. Oh, yeah.
Young man, so you're 20 years old, so you're thinking,
and you're thinking,
where can I go be bold? And the answer is the southern tip of the U.S. I tell you, young man, there's a place you can go. I say, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there.
Stay there.
And I'm sure you will find
you can't do this when I'm doing the thing.
Jason.
Time on.
Quack, 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 quack.
It's time to hear about Florida.
Okay, you want some Florida news? All right, we're going to talk about a gentleman by the name of Jason Smith. The gentleman's 44 years old.
Wait a minute.
Jason Smith.
Now, I got to tell you, listen, now, mm-hmm. Here's the funny part about this.
Yeah.
I have a couple of cop friends,
mm.
And you know what their names are?
Mm.
Jason Smith. One is in Orange, one is in Culpeper. They're both named Jason Smith.
Okay, well, this guy looks like he's Orange, and he's... he's so... Anyway, let's just put it this way. You know, when you're like a little boutique stores in South Florida and it's Palm Beach, you know, it's the ritzy area, Palm Beach, you know, you like to look out and see beautiful flowers, maybe some birds flying by, or maybe Jason Smith walking butt naked down the street.
I love those naked man stories, man. It's like I have one every day.
All right. So anyway, he got stopped and police officer like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm from a different earth. Oh, you're from a different earth. Okay, that's great. Well, you're gonna spend some time in our different jail here. So they brought him in. Initially, he said, look, he refused to give his name, his birth date, or his social, or any identifying information. Then they arrest him, and he goes, all right, here's my name, here's my telephone number. Anyway, so, yeah, it was a an employee from the Taboo restaurant who called him, and he goes, yeah, there's a guy. He's walking down the street butt naked. So there you go. So there's our Florida news. If you're looking to bail the guy out, his bail record's been set for $1,000, Palm Beach County. Yes.
I mean, you know, you were talking about Palm Beach, and you're right. That is like an exclusive area.
It's very hoity-toity. Yeah.
I mean, like I say, you know, the mansions, I mean, the houses start at like a million plus.
Yep.
So, you know, again,
not houses. I think you had it right with mansions. It's basically.
Well,
you know,
they just call it their little homestead. <there. laughs>
a little rental we have down here in Florida. Yeah.
I tell you, my boy.
You mentioned Five Finger Discount, and I'm one of those paranoid people, sweat Catholic guilt, the whole thing. Anyway, so I never did, and I am anal retentive about when I go shopping and I do the self checkout.
Right.
Okay. At all the grocery stores. And I've actually gotten it down to a fine art. When I go up to Aldi's, and Target, they charge you for bags. So what I do is I leave all the groceries right there in the cart, and I go to the self-checkout, and I pull out the gun, and I go, pew, 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 and I hit the barcodes. And then I throw my credit card in, and I roll out the door. Now, Walmart, locally, this is my Andy Rooney moment. I'll go.
Andy Rooney. A day with Randy Rooney.
You know, Walmart's decided they're going to change the way their stores are set up. I mean, it's confusing enough as it is. I keep moving all the crackers in the wrong place. Am I a dog? Do I need to go to the cracker area to get a dog food, or dog food to the cracker area? But I digress. No. So they have decided to move the assisted checkout. They now have three. The remaining 26 are all self-checkout. Okay. That means you got like 13 in one corral and 13 in another corral. And when I mean corral, it's like this, it's like a corral, and there's a perimeter, and that's where the checkouts are. And you walk up to one of the machines and you scan your stuff and walk out the door. 26 feet away from the corral is the opening to Walmart. And then way over on the other side of the store is the other one. Are you with me so far?
So far.
So far. Now you got the Walmart greeter.
Yes, that is some old fart who has to get out of the house a couple hours a day.
Yep. Typically about as useful as a $3 bill. Now.
Or breast on a bull.
There you go. But here's the problem. I've gone through the corral. I've checked stuff out. And I'm strolling to the door 26 feet away. Can I see the receipt, please? I'm like, why don't you ask this guy? What the guy? I'm like, fine. Here's the receipt. Every single time, I'm getting singled out. So you know what I did?
But you know why that is? I'm going to tell you why that is.
Go ahead.
Because you explained at the beginning of this story that, of course, Walmart, they sell bags now. So it's like what I do is I just put a lineup in my cart and I just hit them with the old laser gun. And it's like, and then I walk out.
Maybe I should
do that. Because you are having unbagged groceries.
No. Not at Walmart. Walmart puts them makes you put them in the bags. I should have reiterated that. I'm sorry. Aldi's is always charged for bags. And Target, Target is Central Park because now they charge, was it 5 or 10 cents a bag? So I'm like, you want a bag? Nope. I'm good. So Walmart is here in Stafford.
All I can see is this big, you're carrying this big sheet with all your groceries.
Oh my gosh. So the Walmart in Stafford, yeah, I'm singling you guys out. The Walmart here in Stafford, you can get plastic bags. They don't charge you for them. And I go ahead and I do the responsible thing. I throw them in the trash. And then.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Stop it. I got a story to tell. Stop it. So every single time when I check out and I go through that way, right, past the bakery where the little checkout guy is, I try to just get and he's sitting there busy talking up a storm with one of his coworkers. And sure as not, receipt, please. So I'm just like, I feel like I'm being singled out. Now, if I go to the other side, there's usually no one ever there. So I just scoot out and leave. No. So over on the bakery side, you get stopped. So I wrote a nasty gram to actually I called the store and I was going to talk to the manager. And it cycled through like six times. No one picked up the phone. I said, okay, fine. So I called corporate. So corporate actually escalated it to ethics.
Oh.
Because I felt like I was being singled out for some reason. Maybe it was my the way I dressed, the color of my hair, my age. And I started thinking about it. Maybe they're going after people who look like they could steal stuff because they can't afford to buy everything, which is a really terrible thing to think about, but it is possible. But so anyway, here's what I've been doing. I've been collecting receipts, copies of receipts that happened after this most recent occurrence, because I'm not going back to Walmart unless I really, really, really need to. And right now I don't really, really, really need to go to Walmart. So I will drive 8 miles in any other direction instead of the 1 mile away. And I'm like, you know, we've gotten to such a rut about, and now we're getting negative. I don't mean to be negative, but I'm just like, I'm really not. And then my sister says, it's the white privileged white man. I'm like, no, this is anybody. You should look, you just like BJ's, you stop everybody at the door. Costco, you stop everybody at the door.
That's right.
You don't cherry pick through and go, oh, I don't like this guy, I'm going to stop him.
Yeah, it's like if you're either going to stop everybody or you don't stop anybody.
So my recommendation was, when I finally got ethics on the phone, I said, look, instead of having the guy 26 feet away chit-chatting with the other Walmart employees, get his butt in the corral and have him watch everybody check crap out. That's his
simple
job.
Solution.
That's his
simple
job.
Solution.
And
yeah,
stop
sure.
stopping everybody. Anyway. All right, I'm getting off my...
That was Andy Rooney with his little curmudgeonness.
But you know, but see now, there again. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who followed us for all these 300 shows, you will notice that that is probably the most irate my partner has ever been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, and it had to be something that really stuck in his craw for him to come out so curmudgeon.
Yeah,
you leave my partner alone. You stop picking on my partner, Dan Mason, because it's like, I'll come down there and I'll make you pay.
Hey, by the way, I think Florida Story News will start drying up a little bit if you drive older cars down there. You know how they get like DC, you hear about these kids, they're coming in, they go, oh my gosh, this car has manual transmission, I don't know how to use this thing, right? You hear those stories all the time, so they can't steal those cars. But now it's gotten to the point where they don't know how to use keys. It's push button. Everything's push button on the cars.
Listen, once again, those geniuses at TikTok have helped our young people learn how to steal cars, because there is a very simple fault
The Kia.
Certain brand of car has.
Kia.
And you can just...
Excuse me.
And if you follow the TikTok video, you can have your own Kia.
And that is why there's two or three insurance companies have absolutely... dropped the coverage of those vehicles. Please allow this check. Your final check to serve is your final notice that you are no longer covered with the blah, 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 blah company.
Yeah, that's right. And like a good neighbor, go somewhere else.
Oh, my gosh. So,
oh, my. Okay,
can you imagine?
So now, look, Easter is coming now again, and you and I are both Catholic. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we know about that ridiculous thing. They call it sunrise service.
No.
But it's really just a real way to get you out of bed first thing in the morning and having to have to get dressed and go down and stand around. Oh, man. No. I did that for years.
Are you going? Well, let me put it this way. Mr. Slade, when was the last time you went to Mass?
Let me tell you now, this is 2023.
Never mind.
No.
Hey, you want to borrow a slide rule?
No. As a matter of fact, the last time I went to church, I went to see the priest, that farmer of St. Isidore.
And Jaws was playing at the theaters.
and basically he told me that because I had gotten divorced, that I really wasn't eligible to receive the sacraments anymore.
So you're no longer Catholic.
Hey, I guess I've been castigated.
Yeah. JD and I both.
I've communicated, excommunicated. That's what I have been.
Yeah.
I always wanted to know. It's like, man, they excommunicate people. It's like,
it's a club. You've been kicked out of the club.
And I'm going to tell you something else. Here's the sad part.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, when I was a kid, that was a very big, important part of my life. It's like going to church, you know, again. And of course, in a parochial school, I went to Mass every morning. So, you know, again, but then, of course, now as I've gotten older, I'm finding out that it ain't all it's cracked up to be. and maybe, just maybe, they've made a few miscalculations about what's going to happen at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Now.
So I just,
well,
I'm not religious. I do have a spirituality that I believe in because I believe that, number one, that you should treat people like you want to be treated.
Yep.
That's the first thing.
Yep.
And that you do no harm.
Yep.
That's all you got to do.
Yep. And just move on. Hey, but I'm still going to be dyeing eggs this afternoon with the kids. So
are you really? Wait a minute. Now, hold on a second. Mm. In this crisis time where eggs are such a shortage, you're going to waste all that on past stuff, dyeing eggs.
Yes, because if I don't, I won't have gas for lunch each day.
You're not kidding, boy, because hard-boiled eggs will definitely do it to you. Okay, anybody who worked with Damn Amazing, get
stay
ready.
Away, stay away.
It's going to be a wild week.
That's a great breakfast.
I got sick years ago. I got sick years ago. And for some reason, it's like, I don't know what it was. It's like I would burp, and it would smell like sulfur.
Oh, God. Look, you gotta stop dating those dragons, okay?
and then if you toot, man, it's like unbearable. So I don't know what went on there, but boy, I was sure glad. I don't know what I did, but I don't think I've ever done it again.
It was probably eggs. Eggs will do that to you. They're frightfully.
I mean, you know,
they're tasty, but not
hard-boiled eggs and deviled eggs. That's what they're my weakness.
Love deviled
because
eggs.
Deviled eggs, if you got the right stuff in there, you mix that stuff in there. Man, I'm about popping half a dozen of those things real quick.
Yeah, it's great.
And then, of course, 3 hours from now,
JD's not so social anymore.
Who died, Jesus?
Hey, do you remember? I mean, I don't know how long your memory goes, but now,
about 20 minutes.
Okay. Squirrel. So when I was a ute, we stumbled across a cereal called Fortified Oat Flakes. Did I bring this up to you at all? Did we talk about this?
Yes, we did.
We did. Fortified. All right. So here's what I found out. There is there's honey bunches of oats. And then there's an Aldi's ripoff of Honey Bunches of Oats, and mixed in are flakes that are identical to Fortified Oat Flakes. So here's what I did the other day. I got a bowl and I poured some out and I hand picked out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I remind you that comedy is an art. And so in order to be funny, you got to do this kind of stuff.
And I didn't do like a whole bowl, but I did like a spoonful or two. And let me tell you something. I was in seventh heaven, baby. It was just...
Thank you, Brady.
Goodness for this break, Sally. We will return to the Slade and Mason show.
It always seems like we end this segment the same way.
With stitches. Woo!
Today in history, April 4th. 1581.
Whoa. What?
Do we have a problem?
Yeah. It said April 4th. Hold on.
Yeah. This is one of the things about live radio that, you know, again, that you never hear. But this is not a radio show. This is a simple podcast, and this is operator error induced. So you see.
Watch it, buddy.
We're experiencing operating difficulties. Please stand by.
Now let's meet our bachelor. If I was an ice cream cone, how would you lick me?
Oh, I would lick you soft all the way to the bottom.
Oh, I better hurry up and find this missing file.
Oh, wait till I start on the newlywed game. It's the newlywed game.
Let's go back to this page. Go back over here.
All right. So, we asked your husband, Mike, what would he not give you? And she said, money. No, that's not right. What did Mike say? The antidote.
Today in history, April 2nd.
Yay.
1513. The Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon sets sights and finds Florida. This, of course, to find the Fountain of Youth. So he lived forever in... Oh, he died at 47. Well, never mind. 1792, the Coinage Act is passed, establishing the United States Mint. Before that, you just kind of walked around and said, hey, you got any money? No, I don't got any money. You have any money? No, I don't got any money. 1957. Two programs, As the World Turns and The Edge of Night, premiere on CBS TV. Thank goodness The Edge of Night petered out in 1984 and the world ended in 2010. No, I mean, the world ended. No, it was As the World End. No, the world ended. It was As the World Turns ended. Oh, never mind. 1989, Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev visits Havana, Cuba to meet with Fidel Castro to attempt to mend strained relations. Well, it didn't go real well. Mikhail showed up with some cigars, and, you know, Fidel gave him up a while back, so he forgot about that. And he had some chocolates, and, well, he didn't like the chocolates because, you know, he's on a special diet these days. That relationship is still kind of on the rocks. Well, actually, I think Mikhail Gorbachev's dead, isn't he? What's that, Freddy? Oops, I'm sorry. He's still not dead. Sorry. That would be, Fidel Castro's dead. Therefore, what's that, Freddy? What? Oh, wait, nope. Fidel Castro's not dead yet. Sorry. Neither one's dead. I don't know what happened. So, that's that. And finally, 1992. Mafia boss John Gotti is convicted of murder and racketeering and sentenced to life in prison. Wait a minute. But there is no mafia. It doesn't exist. It's all a farce. Ha ha ha. I'm Dan Mason, and that's April 2nd.
Hey there, are you fat? Do your teeth stick out too? Are you morbidly grotesque as well? Hey, I'm Dr. Carmine DeGuzio, and you come on down to my clinic and we're gonna take care of you, no problem. We're gonna take off that fat, we're gonna fix those teeth, and we're gonna put a pretty face on you, no problem at all. It's like this whole sedation thing, you know? You take a pill and put you under the knife, we lob off a couple hundred pounds of that there fat, we're gonna take your teeth and knock them out, we're gonna stuff them back in your face, and we're gonna line that face up so it doesn't gross kids out. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so come on down to Dr. Carmine DeGuzio's one-stop shopping doctor's facility. Again, we're gonna get that weight off you, we're gonna stop making you look like you're British, and we're gonna make your face no longer make vultures throw up, you know? So come on down, give us a call. We got 12 great locations in the area. You'll show up fat and ugly, but you'll leave looking beauty. You know what I'm talking about? I'm Dr. Carmine DeGuzio. Looking forward to seeing you. After the surgery.
Yes, I love my baby better than I do myself. I love my baby, oh, better than I do myself. If I can't have you, baby, I don't want nobody else. Run home and get your bet.
Why does it sound like there's two different songs playing?
Shh, shh. There's a reason.
Oh, okay. Boy, this is a heck of a mixtape.
Play Freebird, man!
Sir Elton John, ladies and gentlemen.
Better than I do.
It'll all make sense in a moment. Or not.
Yeah, I want to see how you make this movie. Because I've heard three different songs.
All right, so where's my little outer? I need my little outer.
Ding, 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 da, da, da,
da. And now, for reasons I can't even explain, we return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
All righty, here we go. All right, that was Peanuts
I
Holland.
Got, wait, well, let me guess. Well,
go
wait,
ahead,
wait,
go
let
ahead,
me guess.
Go ahead.
Let me guess. Yeah. All right, this song, this is actually three songs that we're playing in the same time.
It was two.
Why would you do that?
Because I had to play Peanut Butter Blues by Peanuts Holland and his orchestra, and
Jelly Day.
And I had to play.
How did I know that?
I had to play Jelly Roll Blues by Jelly Roll Morton. Because today is National Peanut Butter Jelly Day.
You know, I have a calendar that I get sent every morning, and I saw that this morning, and I thought, there's no way I'll ever hear anything about that. Sure enough, my partner's right there. So it's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, and let me just tell you,
that is your breakfast.
I do.
Beer.
I enjoy a peanut butter and jelly sandwich two or three times a week. I really do. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh!
All right, now we're back.
Oh gosh, this portion of the Slade Mason Show is I can't even breathe. He broke me. He broke me.
All right. For years.
All right, professional. There we go. All right.
This portion of the Slade and Mason show.
I will not laugh.
I'll go as Kermit the Frog. All right. All right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Breather. This portion of the Slade Mason Show is brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats. What is Icy Something Icy Treats? Well, it is a special yummy thing. Mmm. So, okay. Thanks for shopping. No. All right. So.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Listen.
That was Mr. Drab.
We've already told them exactly
that was Mr. Drab.
What it is. What you need to tell them
that was
now
Mr. Drab.
Is that they need to act quickly because it's like the season has opened for Icy Something Icy.
Yes. Yesterday was day one. So, look, birthday parties, they show up. They creep up faster than you think. You got some new corporate event. You've got new shirts or something you got to, like, put out to the people and get them, hey, let's get them all rallied together. You need Icy Something Icy Treats. And the reason you need them is because this is a special treat. This is not like your basic carnival going down, get the crunched up pieces of rocks that look like ice and flavored. Nope. This is, it's my buddy Sheila and her husband Al. They got this big, huge red food truck. And inside there are two very stupid expensive Italian ice shredders. And when I mean stupid expensive, it was probably almost as much as the truck. Let's put it that way. And these blades slowly rotate and they have to get replacement blades. Yep. That has to come in from Italy as well. And the blades slowly rotate on a block of ice. And it creates this beautiful snowfall. And it drops into this goblet. And then Al sits there and he puts all the different flavors on. He's like a little master of flavors. And then just that. It is now this delicious, sweet, yummy treat that you get to enjoy. They're not everywhere. They are booking very, very quickly. I was chit-chatting with Sheila about this, and she's got like 8 or 6 things going on right now. So if you want to get involved with them, you have, again, a corporate event, a birthday party. Are you doing a fundraiser? You're a nonprofit. You would do a fundraiser. This would be a great way to get people to get involved and enjoy visiting. So give them a call at 804-617-8827. That's 804-617-8827. You can visit their website. They're at www.icesomethin.
Leave off the G, for goodness sake.
icey.com. They're available on Instagram and Facebook as well. You can even email them at icesomethingicy@gmail.com. Give them a call, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827. That's 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
Yeah. Give them a call. Tell Sheila that tell her JD sent you. Yeah, there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the ticket.
Yeah, I don't care about Al. Boom.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So
it's the nice thing about being in a studio. It's got a locked door.
Oh, my gosh. So,
all right. So, Dano.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Dano, listen.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah. So, you know, again, yeah. Easter is coming. Mm-hmm. And I can remember the most tragic Easter I ever had. My mom, of course, always did the Easter basket with mm-hmm. the pony grass and da 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 chocolate bunny, da da da. Well, I discovered fire one Easter. And do you know how quickly that grass grows up in smoke?
Oh, yeah. Well, wait. Did you have the plastic stuff or the paper stuff?
Yeah. No, the plastic stuff.
Ooh.
I mean, it's like, yeah. That's so it's like, not only did it go up fast, but then it also then collapsed itself and became this very
molten.
Hard,
yeah.
Molten ball.
Yep.
All right. So now, I mean, I don't know why, but kids do stupid things. So, okay. Now, my mom was at church. So I forgot about certain things, but it's like I was going to make sure that she was not going to know that I had set the Easter basket on fire. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I found some more grass. I threw it in there. But I forgot that, you know, that smell.
Yeah, that's hydrochloric acid, man.
Yeah, it permeates and it lasts a long time. Mm-hmm. So the very first thing when mom opened the door, boy, what are you burning up in here?
Whoops.
Well, you know, first
I was
thought
making
it,
dinner.
Then I did it. It's like, you know, again, like, oh, wow. Yeah. So, again, kids, hey, do yourself a favor. Don't play with fire. Don't even think about it. Stay
bad,
away from matches.
Bad for you.
Yeah, again.
Bad.
They are. So. They are bad for you. And like I say, but also this Easter thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we were given permission to beg at Halloween for candy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now it's like you're going to go out. And how many eggs are you going to color?
Probably just two each. That's it. I mean, that's more than I can eat. I'll probably make deviled eggs out of them. Yeah, that's with homemade mayonnaise.
Don't be working in Dan Mason's office.
No, don't
week.
Be. Don't come up behind me. You'll die.
Yeah, you know what a skunk looks like, right? Hey, just imagine. Hey, carry the torch with you.
Yeah,
yes, sir, you
basically.
Really
yeah,
when, it, methane when
the torch
there.
When the torch goes, that's how to stay away from me. So, speaking of food, so do you?
Oh my God,
do you eat mushrooms?
Yes,
you do. All right.
Yes.
So I decided.
It's like they come in this little bag. It's like, and you just
no. I'm talking like button mushrooms and things like that.
Oh, you mean like shiitake?
Grocery store style, yeah.
Shiitake. Okay, yeah. I do. I love mushrooms. I love them when they're cooked. I love cooked mushrooms. I don't like raw mushrooms.
So here's the deal. I went to the grocery store. I'm looking, and there's a package sitting there, and it said all you have to do is bake it, and it was like $6-7, I think it was, for six stuffed mushrooms, a buck a throw. And of course, you know what Dan Mason did. He
threw the buck up.
He said, nah, I'm doing that. I'll just pick up this little
I can make my own.
That's right, baby. So for I got a $1.99 out there, and I got the sausage thing, the roll of sausage. I used like a 1/4 pound. I cooked up the sausage, and then I drained off all the fat, and then I took the stems out, and I chopped up all the stems in little teeny tiny pieces. And then I add some panko breadcrumbs back in there, and I add some Parmesan cheese and some oregano, a little black pepper. Don't have to add salt because a lot of the salt is in the pecorino romano cheese. And then I mixed in some butter. Yeah, some actual butter. So mix that all together with the sausage and mixed it, and I packed it into the mushrooms, and I put some more little crumblies on top and put more Parmesan cheese, and I stuck it in a 450 oven. And after about 30 minutes, oh my God. Wow.
But Dan.
My God.
You see, but there again.
Wow.
You enjoyed the preparation of all that. But
no, I didn't. I got my fingers all sticky and gross and disgusting.
If you'll take a look at what it actually cost you to do that,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just picking up the six little damn things and check out.
Well, here's
you
the other.
You could have added extra stuff to it when you got it home.
No, because here's the other problem. They were stuffed just to the lid.
Mine were stuffed over the lid.
Oh my God. Well, since we are on the topic of eating, ladies and gentlemen, we are the fattest nation in the world. And if Dan Mason cooked for us, we would be exploding. Because it's what we put in our mouths. And who's responsible for this? It's the food industry, of course. So I'm about to bring you some examples of exactly what kind of garbage you're going to look forward to this week. Totally the Bomb says jelly bean candy hams are headed trending for Easter.
No!
People plan to coat their Easter hams in orange juice and honey and then affix jelly beans to the ham. Some TikTok content creators are covering hams in honey, sour candy strips, and marshmallows. Let's find a way to ruin Easter! Yay! The Daily Mail says Heinz is celebrating Easter with hot cross bun mayonnaise.
No.
Only 100 jars are being produced.
Thank you.
People can go to Heinz website to enter to win the special mail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brand Eating says White Castle is testing French toast sliders in Ohio. The sandwich contains egg, American cheese, and sausage or bacon and French toast. The toast has cinnamon swirls and vanilla. Yummy, yummy.
Jeez.
The Takeout says Walmart is selling pizza cupcakes. The buttery dough puffs are stuffed with mozzarella cheese, marinara sauce, and pepperoni. Their investors sold the idea on Shark Tank. A box of six cupcakes costs $9. cupcakes are receiving positive reviews.
And, of course, the guy at the door will stop you if you eat them. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Little Caesar's Corn Cob Crust Pizza was just an April Fool's joke. They are bringing back their pretzel crust pizzas for a limited time. The Impulsive Buy website says that frosted banana bread flavored Pop-Tarts and Applejack Pop-Tarts are in store shelves at grocery stores nationwide.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Okay, there may be a pickle shortage.
Good.
A pickle shortage may occur. NBC says that the Pickle King Pickle Factory in Paterson, New Jersey, caught on fire over the weekend. It took three fire departments to put out the blaze. No one was injured. The factory was destroyed. Mm. Oh, but you know what? I know lots of women who can make pickles, and they make better pickles than these guys. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all right. USA Today newspaper says Oreo is coming out with a new flavor called Blackout Cake.
What?
The cookie is stuffed with chocolate cake flavored cream and dark chocolate cake flavored cream. What? It'll be available starting tomorrow.
Why? What did we do wrong?
Huh?
What did we do wrong?
Sora News. I know you're being funny. Sora News says Starbucks cafes in Japan have added a Snoopy Frappuccino to their secret menu. The drink is made with crushed chocolate cookies, vanilla cream, syrup, and whipped cream. Okay. Fast Food Post says Krispy Kreme is celebrating April Fool's Day by bringing back pumpkin spice donuts today. And 12 News Now says that the Texas State Fair is serving a Krispy Kreme donut burger. The burger has become one of the most popular food items at the fair. People are now trying to recreate the sandwich at home. My only question is, why? And that, ladies and gentlemen, are why we are the fattest nation in the world. Get yourself an egg
and beat it. Yuck.
Oh, my God. Oreo Black
Krispy Kreme burger. Oh, yeah, my God.
Jesus.
No wonder we're obese. I was watching, there's a fellow, he does these little shorts. He does what's the TikTok. He does these short little one minute.
He's an influencer. Yeah.
He does a little 1 minute TikTok recipes. And I can't remember the name of the guy. Anyway, so the most recent one came from 1997. That's kind of recent. Basically, you get the Easter egg, the chocolate Cadbury's.
Yeah.
With the cream inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the most disgusting cream. Really.
Yeah. Well, here's what you're supposed to do. Deep fried Cadbury eggs.
Oh, no.
Yep. Here's what you do. You take the Cadbury egg and you put it in the fridge overnight. Then you take it out of the wrapper and you roll it in flour and then you dip it in a batter and then you put it in a 350 hot oil, and you cook it, and then you eat it.
No, I'm not eating anything like that.
I would. You talk about gas. Oh my gosh, my stomach would be churning and burning. I'm like, oh my God.
Deep fried Cadbury
eggs. I can't.
See, again, I'm telling you, it's like as I've gotten older, I've learned to eat a little bit smarter so I don't have stomach problems and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I can eat just about everything I want because mm-hmm. I don't want a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And that brings up another deal. By the way, for those of you with a weak of heart, I want you to turn down the audio on this for just a few seconds. And I'm going to ask JD, hold on. I'm going to write down these three words. oh my gosh. I'm writing them down on a piece of paper because I want to make sure I get it right. And okay. Okay. So I'm going to read these three words. Here we go. And I want you to see if you can put them in order to make sense. Are you ready?
All right.
All right. So first word is used. Cleaned. Sex. Toy.
Used, clean, sex. Does it begin with the letter D?
Nope, but I'll tell you this. There is no way to put that in any type of order to make it better. And I got to tell you why, because I got a package in the mail. And right on the outside of the package, it said, used clean sex toy. And it was like, brought to you by the Tingly Rubber Company or whatever the heck it was. And I'm like, what the heck is this? And I realize it belongs to my neighbor down the road who's also same house number, completely different street. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So, and it had a, I turned down, boys and girls, it had a, their logo, if you can call it that, is a butt plug. And it's, so there was that package, and I just went, okay, what do I do with this thing? Do I put the flag up to have them go pick it up again? I said, no, I'm just going to take it over to the guy's house and stuff it in the mailbox. But unfortunately, he had other toys in there, and it's very hard for him to stuff it in there. Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen.
The things we find out about our neighbors.
Look, you know what? Look, I mean, I don't care what the guy does. That's fine. Or gal. I don't know. It could be a gal. I don't know. But my point is this. If you're a manufacturer, a producer, or something of that particular style
whatever
of product,
happened to plain brown
your package
wrappers.
Has to be a plain brown wrapper, and it'll just say from like UCST Corporation.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's it. I don't need to know what's going on in my neighborhood that much.
Clean, used.
I couldn't wrap my brain around, and I'm like, why? I mean, we want to keep those things out of the landfill.
I mean, you know, and the fact that the U.S. Postal Service actually makes such a big mistake.
Oh my gosh!
You realize what would happen if you had gone and had delivered that to one of these Bible thumping, just ultra conservative.
Oh man, their brains would just explode.
Just blow, boom. You know? All right, I got to ask you before we get out of here. Yeah. Hey, listen, it's time for our artificial intelligence report.
Oh.
It is being picked up. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, well, they want the federal, they've got like 10,000 signatures to have the Federal Trade Commission shut down AI. They don't want AI4 released. It's too big. It's too strong. It's smarter than us. It moves faster than us. GPT-3 got a passing grade when it took the law degree. GPT-4 was in the upper 10th percentile.
Wow.
Of all the attorneys on the planet.
See, here's the problem. Like I say,
and it took the test in 10 minutes.
AI to do this work for you, it's like there are going to be a lot of people going to jail for no reason.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, at the place where I work, they now have a block. You can't go to that. I mean, I can go if I had to. I can go to porn sites, but I can't go to this one.
Oh,
yeah. I mean,
wow.
it's they have said no. Nope. All done. Nope. Can't have access.
I'm telling you, because here's why, Dan. Mm. Because they cannot control and they cannot harness AI.
Yeah, because
they may want to try.
Think about it like this. It's like you've hired someone to do a job, right? Let's say you've hired someone to do a job, and you now have to think. Now, why are they playing that particular song? Why wouldn't they just pick the one that was next up? Right. How would you infer that? You can't, because you can't get inside their head. That's the problem with AI. Problem. I figure, you know what?
No, you're right. That's the problem with AI, because it has no head for us to get into, and yet it is exponentially can grow itself.
Yeah. We just see all those neural connections going on. We're like, well, they look a lot like ours, but I don't know what all that wiring means. And that's what's happening. So it's getting exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
And that station with the sugary drinks.
Coming up.
They have an ad that they're running that it's like, and his name is Jason Fraley, and he does a podcast. Mm. And Jason, he started out, he said, and this is a blah, 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 blah. mm-hmm. and he played about a 10-second clip.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell it was a stinted one, mm-hmm. but it's like I could also tell that with a little work, they could smooth that out.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the intro to the program, and it's like, hey, this was created by AI. It took me about 2 minutes to set it up.
Yep.
Oh, well, with that in mind, I see 2 minutes is coming, so it's time for us to get ready to get the heck out of here. Hey, buddy, listen, you enjoy your sunrise services like me. I'm going to be next Sunday morning.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Happy Passover.
Happy Passover. Okay. Goodbye, Mr. Mason.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade. Happy Easter.
Bye, everybody. See you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
You know, I've never heard this part of the song. Really cool.
It is pretty cool. Special thanks to Dano Music. Dano Music. Because these cheap bastards.
Here comes
the zeros.
Hopping down the bunny trail.
Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way.
I was looking at it.
Yeah, I made chicken fricassee yesterday.
Chicken fricassee?
What's your language? What the Ferengi's the matter with you?
Yeah, what the Ferengi's you talking about?
Here well, in my room.
Where did you come? I gotta tell you, I've gotten into another bad habit this week.
Who
I started watching Bonanza Marathon.
Ew, no.
Well, you know, yeah, Off Cartwright was such a great character.
Yeah.
And the fact is that he was there for the whole 13th season and died just before the 14th season. And, of course, that was the last season that Bonanza was popular.
That was good timing.
No Hoss, no popular. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bye.
Bye.